Well, I certainly is glad that me and Ruby done made up.
Well, if it's going to help your work any, I'm glad of it, too.
Me and her had a long talk last night. She told me all about how sad she was and everything.
What you mean, sad? What's she sad about?
Well, you know, I thought she was mad with me. She thought I was mad with her.
Wait a minute. Who is this coming?
Well, here comes the mailman.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the letter for, mister?
Got a letter for Andy Brown.
Yeah, sir, here he is right here. Thank you, sir.
Well, who is this writing me?
Who you getting the letter from, Andy?
Look here. Here's a letter from Detroit.
Well, I'll be doggone. Open it up. See who it's from. I bet you it's from John Watkins.
That's just who it's from.
What you looking at that envelope for?
Well, I don't see no check in here. I better shake it good, though. Might be one in here somewhere.
Well, what do you say? Read me the letter.
Starts out here, say, Mr. Andrew Brown, the Fresh Air Taxicab Company. Dear sir.
He called you dear sir, huh?
That shows you that he ain't mad with me, you see.
He must have got that letter that you written about that furniture, ain't it?
Wait till I read this now.
Well, go on, read it. I'm crazy to hear what he got to say.
I ought to get me some specs or something. I ought to get a pair of glasses with that ribbon on it. Boy, then I would be something.
Well, read me the letter.
Say, Dear Sir, I have your letter of R-E-C-E-N-T. Re is... Let me see, R-E, that's Re. C-E is C. N-T is Knit. Re-seen it. Date. I have your letter of re-seen it date.
What kind of date does it mean?
Well, date is D-A-T-E.
That's the kind of date that you eat, though, ain't it?
Oh, sure.
Well, what does that re-seen it mean?
R-E-C-E-N-T.
C-E-N-T spells sent, don't it?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. He got the letter that I sent, you see.
Well, what else do you say there? What else?
Say here, I was very much S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E-D. S-U is Sue. R is Ruff. P-R is Pr. I-S is, and E-D is Ed.
Ed? I thought his name was John.
I better skip that word, but whatever it is, he is very much that way.
Read me that again.
Well, it say here, I was very much, whatever that is, to get a letter of this kind from you, C-O-N-C-E-R-N-I-N-G, my wife.
What about his wife?
C-O-N-C-E-R-N-I-N-G. She must be sick. That looks like a sick name, don't it?
C-O-N. Let me see that. C-O-N-C-E-R-N-I-N-G. I give up.
Yeah, that looks like a sick name. That's either a sick name or something to eat, because I remember that gal always eat a lot.
Well, read me the rest of it.
Then he say here, I-D-I-S-R-E-G-A-R-D-E-D.
He did, huh?
Yeah. He say, wait a minute, let me look at this again.
Look at that good. See if you can't figure that out. Let me look at it, too.
He say here, I-D-I-S-R-E-G-A-R-D-E-D. Your S-U-G-G-E-S-T-I-O-N. I ain't ever had none of them things. He says it's mine. My S-U-G-G-E-S-T-I-O-N.
That ain't mine, that's yours, he says.
Well, ain't yours mine?
Ain't yours my what?
All right, Amos, if that's the way you're going to argue, I ain't going to read you the thing. Here I is explaining the whole letter to you, and you start arguing.
I ain't arguing. You says it's yours.
What difference do it make? It's mine. Whatever he's talking about is mine.
Well, what is he talking about?
He says, I-D-I-S-R-E-G-A-R-D-E-D. Your S-U-G-G-E-S-T-I-O-N. Now, whatever that thing is, he's done that. Then he go on to say here, about not speaking to my wife about the matter.
What's the matter?
The matter.
The matter with what?
Well, the way I figures it out, he is mad with his wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come you figure that way?
Because he say here he ain't speaking to his wife.
Well, what's the matter with him?
Listen, Dumbbell. It say here, I-D-I-S-R-E-G-A-R-D-E-D. Your S-U-G-G-E-S-T-I-O-N. About not speaking to my wife about the matter. Now, what can be any plainer than that? There it is for you.
Well, I ain't arguing with you, Bowden. I just don't know what tells myself.
Now then, he say here, after telling my wife the C-I-R-C-U-M-S-T-A-N-C-E-S.
That's cucumbers, ain't it?
That do look like cucumbers. Don't seem, though, like he would tell his wife cucumbers.
Well, read the rest of it.
After telling my wife the cucumbers, she informed me...
She did, huh?
She informed me that she doozes...
That ain't doozes, is it? That's does.
Did I say doozes? She informed me that she does not know of any T-R-A-N-S-A-C-T-I-O-N.
What is that?
That's train station. She does not know of any train station like the one in your letter. I ain't read him about no train station.
Well, what did you write the man?
I told him that she owed for the furniture and that I signed the note and the man done garnished me. Now he write me back and tell me about a train station.
That is funny, ain't it?
He must have got the wrong letter or something.
Maybe that is train station.
What you mean?
Well, you can't make out half of the words that's in the letter now.
Who can't make them out?
Well, read the rest of it. What do you say?
Then he say here, therefore, please refrain.
What's that?
Something about music. Refrain from writing me any further.
Further than what?
Just plain further he got down here.
You know what you're going to have to do?
What I going to have to do? Get a policeman and go up there and get the money, huh?
You know what you're going to have to get somebody to read you that letter?
That's a result to the president.
Well, that's all right about the result. You can't read the thing. And I ain't arguing with you. I just tell you that you can't make out what's in there, that's all.